Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. That's Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. Thanks for being part of my day. Rich Gavin is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. We're talking about all things politics, and we've been talking about the last segment. We were talking about the Obamacare meltdown, train wreck. Rich, and by the way, Mullings.com is Rich's website. I really encourage you to check out his twice weekly cyber column. You will enjoy it. It's very entertaining and illuminating, and not only just a little bit dysfunctional because he is inside the Beltway. Rich, the Obamacare situation will be a situation a year from now. What will it look like?
Oh, I think a year from that may be too soon to actually know. But here's what it'll be politically. Republicans are going to get back on this horse. They won't be dumb like they were, you know, back at
the end of the fiscal year. Don't, Rich, you can't predict that. Republicans.
No, that's true. That's right.
Go ahead.
That's right. I'm giving
too
Republicans
much credit
in the House and Senate a credit for a level of political sophistication they do not deserve.
They do no seem to exist. All right, go ahead.
I'm hoping that they will be smarter about this. You know, one of the things that happened in the presidential reelect of President Obama is that the Obama people allowed the campaign to turn on Romney's business practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, 2 years before that, Republicans picked up 63 seats in the House, an enormous number of seats in the House, on what? Obamacare.
Right.
And then they completely dropped the ball, completely forgot about it, went on to fight other battles in other places, and now it's back, and now it's hitting them in the head because their constituents are saying, what? I got to pay this? I can't even figure out how much they're going to pay. I mean,
right.
And for small business people, it's, you know, it's just hard.
It's
and
a train wreck.
And so I think that the midterm elections are going to be fought over whether it's not going to be get rid of Obamacare. I think that's not going to happen. The president will never sign that. But looking for arguing between Republicans and Democrats into specifics of what needs to be changed so that this thing makes sense in the American system.
But should Republicans just sort of back away and say, look, you made this bed, you lie in it? Or should they work hard this next year to find solutions to Obamacare so that by the end of the next election, something that's still going to have hurt a lot of people will be less painful? We're on the way to a solution. What do you think?
The latter is exactly what they ought to be doing. I wrote about that, about the fact that Republicans, during the shutdown fight, that Republicans had not provided a replacement, got a note from a Republican member of Congress said, yes, we voted twice on a replacement for it. I said, but did you run ads in
Nobody
support
knows
of it?
About
did you
it.
Set
yeah,
people
right.
up talking about it?
Well,
it
does irritate me when the Democrats say the Republicans didn't provide a good system, and that because that's just not true, because Mike Enzi tried to get a bill passed back in 05 or 06, I forgot which year it was, to try to allow people to buy across state lines. And that failed.
Yeah,
that was fought tooth and nail
by
Senator Kennedy and the AARP. The Republicans did try to do that, and they have a system that's pretty darn. We had a system that's pretty darn good. It was working for most people. But here's the thing, Rich. If Republicans are going to work toward making Obamacare less of a monster, less of a hydra a year from now, which could cost them the vote opportunities, picking up seats, they've got to get for that reform, real reform, so that it really isn't as bad and not just seem like it's not as bad. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think where we are now is heading in that direction. Democrats are really frightened about what's going to happen in November of 2014. The president now realizes that this thing is probably never going to work the way it is now. He's even started to say we need to look at some changes in it. The question is what kind of changes, and given the president's, you know, kind of view of the world, what he probably wants is for you and me to pay even more so that other people have to pay less.
And when the Republicans push on their side of the argument, they've got to really be strong about things that are real corrections, real reforms. And the more they do that, and the more President Obama pushes against it, it'll come to light who's trying to be a problem solver.
Well, there's a reason that the president's job approval is down in the low 40s, sometimes in the 30s,
right?
Because people have lost confidence in his ability to run the government, which is what the president is supposed to do.
But I'm going to say this, something I've said to you many times, Rich, in the Olympic blood sport of politics, which is where we are now. It's all about politics. In the Olympic blood sport of politics, Democrats are better than Republicans.
Yeah, that's right. They are.
And so we'll be that, you know, who knows what's going to be a year from now. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Will do.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.